Radio MD. RadioMD.com. From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Most of us have a checklist in our heads when it comes to finding a romantic partner. We want a partner with a certain job, who maybe looks a certain way, lives in a certain neighborhood, makes a certain amount of money. The list goes on and on. But where does this checklist come from? Many times, society has ingrained messages in us about what we should expect and what we are entitled to from a partner. But these qualities may not actually matter to our true selves. My guest today, Dr. Catherine Foster, has worked with hundreds of couples and has seen firsthand the power of understanding ourselves and what we truly want. She's here to talk to us about who men and women fall in love with, about how we can unravel these messages that we receive from our society, our families, friends, and get in touch with what we truly want and what we truly need from our partners. Dr. Catherine Foster, welcome to the show. So happy to have you with us.
Hi, Erica. Thank you. I so wish that we could disconnect romance from finances. I think that would solve
romance
a lot
from finances.
Yeah. I really feel like that would solve so many problems. But honestly, when you get down to it, what romance really is emotional attunement. It isn't about the hundred of other things that we think it's about. And emotional attunement has to do with feeling close to somebody. Now, men are often looking for a woman who turns them on and a woman who's a fun leisure partner. A woman's needs are more difficult. Now, of course, we know from research that a lot of women are hung up on the money piece. Even if they have, even if they've got a lot of money, they still want a guy who has more money. So, if we could get over that, I would just love it.
Can I just ask, because I think some people may be listening, why should women get over it? And why is it that women are hung up on it? Is it a need for security, or is it a need for knowing a man is driven or has that kind of
I think it's old primal stuff that doesn't relate to us now. 40% of women now make more than their husbands, and women have a lot of opportunity. I know there are women in situations where they're being discriminated against still because they're a female. And probably not everybody can marry with no thought of finances in mind, but I sure wish we could. It would solve so many. We have a lot of people getting together for wrong reasons, you know?
Right. Absolutely. Okay. So romance is emotional attunement. Yes, back to
that. It really is. It's somebody that you just love being with, and you want to be with them more and more and more. You know, that's truly what it is.
Yeah.
So now, when I wrote the book, What Women Want, really, I kind of had that in the back of my mind. And there's a couple things that men do that accidentally cut this off. You know, they may think, you know, we all project onto a romantic partner the way that we are. We believe they have the same needs that we do. So a guy can think, well, she's just looking for a guy she's sexually attracted to and a guy that she wants to do leisure activities with, but oh no.
Yeah.
That is not the way it is. And so a guy has to be careful to be alert to liking facts over feelings. You know, men tend to prefer that, and so they can accidentally commandeer a woman's flow of expression by asking factual questions or staying on factual stuff. Like if she says, you know, my mother's just been admitted to the hospital, he shouldn't say, what's the name of the hospital? He should say, oh, tell me all about it. What's happening?
How are you feeling?
Leave it real open so she can talk. Women tend to use language to form and strengthen a connection. So when people go on a date, you know, he's looking at certain things, but she's looking at, can he talk to me? Can we strengthen our bond by talking? And she's not only going to think that on the first date, she's going to think that forever in the relationship. He needs to be careful not to shut her down, you know.
Right.
Men can use language to show their smarts, to win an argument, to pick somebody's logic apart, to note inconsistencies. And this is natural and can be even fun for a guy, but it can leave a woman feeling shut down and maybe like he wants to kind of fight. you know? She's trying to see if she can build emotional intimacy with him, which is really the prerequisite of her feeling sexual. So in a romance, a woman's kind of watching for compassion, harmony, if he seems to get her, you know,
right,
and especially
right.
get what she feels. So that thing I was talking about where guys detach to observe a system, he's got to be careful not to do that on a date, because if he comes across with objectivity and indifference and keeps focusing on factual stuff, it will seem impersonal to her. And that
Absolutely.
Emotional attunement just won't occur, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when I was just talking about this checklist that some of us have, or that we've maybe just learned through our families and friends and society and teachers or wherever we're getting the messages from, we have to really ask ourselves, because I know you work with couples all the time and individuals, but ask ourselves, what is truly some of our own core values, right? What's authentic to us in a partner? Because I think, like you said, we have these kind of ideas planted of really what a partner should be. And those are, it's so black and white, and really that's not what life's about. It's about more of the feeling and the connection and the two individuals that are involved. So how do you help people tap into their authentic selves in terms of love?
I think that people have to have some solitude to discover that, you know, some quiet, instead of just listening to all the voices you were talking about, saying, you know, do I really fit that? Is that really true for me, you know?
Right.
Because you can actually date somebody who's in a different socioeconomic situation, who is a person you would never marry because they blah blah blah, you know. But you feel so close to them. You can talk, you know, you want to spend time with them. And I think we need some alone time to get out of society's many materialistic and superficial voices, to get down to what do I want? What do I really feel? What do I really care about? You know?
Yeah, and to let go of that noise. I think that is so important. I really do. And so the couples that you work with, you know, do you see that when most of them understand, so like you were just saying, if a woman understands some of these things about detachment that men go through, or if one of the genders truly becomes aware and mindful and really wants to understand, do you see success in those relationships changing? Okay.
Definitively. It turns everything around, you know?
Yeah, the awareness.
There's just some kind of rules that a guy has to know and a woman has to know about a guy, that then you don't misinterpret each other. Our biggest misinterpretation, Erica, is when we say, he doesn't love me because this, you know? And it's really a brain structure issue for him and doesn't have anything to do with love. You know, I think we have to all come down to the essence that romance is committing to meet the needs of somebody who isn't like me.
Right. I love that. No, that's such great information, and I really appreciate you sharing all this with us today. Can you tell everybody where they could find you? I know you have a website yourself, drkatherinefosterphd.com, and for all your books, can you tell everybody that website?
Yeah, for the books, it's easier just to go to books@katherinefosterphd.com, and Catherine is KATHRYN. And there you can sign up for my newsletter, and I'd love to have everybody do that. Then you can stay in touch.
Yeah, and your newsletter is fantastic. I get it
Thank
all
you.
The time, and there's
oh,
so
good.
Much great information. And also for all these books, they're so wonderful for men and women to read separately and then together. So there's a way of you know, bonding in that way and becoming vulnerable in that sense too. So thank you, Dr. Catherine Foster, for joining us. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. I appreciate all of you for joining me today, and stay well.